On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Overnight raids have taken place in Berlin as part of a Europe-wide hunt for the man wanted in connection with the Christmas market truck attack. It's as German police face tough questions about why they let 24-year-old Anis Amri slip through the net after admitting he was under surveillance until September. 12 people died when a lorry drove into crowds in the capital on Monday night. Dozens more, including two Brits, are among the injured. Dr. David Lau is a terror expert.
Every agency has finite resources. It's a point that the intelligence services and the police have made here in the UK. And where do you put your resources? You put them into where they perceive it, where the intelligence, the evidence is showing the greatest risk.
Meantime, Kent's Police Crime Commissioner is calling on ferry operators and Eurotunnel to share more information about who's entering the country. Speaking to KMFM, Matthew Scott says we need to have tighter controls on who's arriving.
During my conversations with some teams, they've raised concerns that we don't always get advanced passenger information from some of the operators that bring people into the UK.
Security patrols have been stepped up at the port of Dover in light of what's happened in Berlin.
KMFM News.
Police say they're no longer treating the death of a woman at her home near Tunbridge Wells as suspicious. Emergency crews were called to the property in Ladysgift Road in Southborough on Tuesday night. A man in his 60s was arrested on suspicion of murder. He's now been released without charge. A haulage company owner and a mechanic have been found guilty of manslaughter over a tipper truck crash in Bath, which killed four people. The 32-ton lorry had 40 brakes and should never have been on the road when it happened in February last year. Sean Vaughan's husband of only 6 months died in the crash.
Just completely lost, really. Like as if you've had your right arm or your left arm chopped off and there's that piece that's just missing. I think a spark has definitely gone out in my heart, even though he's always in there.
The driver's been cleared of all the charges he faced at Bristol Crown Court.
KMFM News.
Pensioners in hospital with serious injuries and a man's been arrested after a crash involving two cars in Herne Bay. The 70-year-old's Ford Focus burst into flames after the collision along the Old Thanet Way at 10:30 last night. A 23-year-old man from the town was taken to hospital with minor injuries. He's now been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving. Thick fog, which caused a disruption at airports in southeast England, has now lifted, but British Airways says there are knock-on delays to some flights at Heathrow, Gatwick and London City. It's mostly affected short-haul services.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating after a flare was put through the letterbox of a home in Sittingbourne. A couple in their 60s called emergency crews after their porch filled with red smoke at the property in Chiltern Avenue at the weekend. Officers are appealing for witnesses. A teenage drug dealer has been locked up for 3 years after being caught selling heroin and crack cocaine in Medway. Homeless 18-year-old Mohammed Mujamda was stopped by police in Chatham High Street in November.
KMFM News.
Researchers are suggesting that if you're feeling down, you might want to take some time away from social media. A study's found excessive use and looking at other people's posts can create feelings of jealousy. Stephen Buckley is from the charity Mind.
Perhaps people are jetting off to all the side of the world and they're editing their life and showing the very best of what they've got to offer. We know that that's not Christmas for the vast majority of people, but I think it does give people a false expectation.
It comes as figures show young people are more likely to be lonely at Christmas than over 65s. One in 10 25 to 34-year-olds will spend the day alone this year. And J.K. Rowling is working on two new books. The Harry Potter author says she's writing one novel under her pen name, Robert Galbraith, and another under her own.
KMFM Sport. With Johnson's Garden Buildings, double glazed and insulated. Need extraspace.co.uk.
Cricket in England's Alistair Cook's been named as the captain of the International Cricket Council's Test Team of the Year. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, he's been named despite leading his country to just one win in their last eight matches. His future in the role's come under question after a 4-0 series defeat in India. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes are also named in the side, while Joss Butler's in the one-day selection. Football and the Premier League title chasers Liverpool Liverpool will face Plymouth in the FA Cup third round next month. Argyle beats their fellow League Two opponents Newport in a replay to set up a trip to Anfield. The away side scored an extra time penalty to win 1-0. And Wales will end 2016 one place above England in the FIFA World Rankings. Chris Coleman's side stay in 12th place in the latest update, with Gareth Southgate's men 13th. Northern Ireland remained 32nd, while Scotland are at 67. The Republic of Ireland sit 23rd.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.